Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Public Works Director, is Dave Moreland, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Well, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
You bet. Well, with a new construction season upon us here, Dave, and can you kind of give us a rundown of what the city crew is expected to be doing this summer as far as some streets, water, sewer projects?
Sure. We've already started doing some patchwork around town. Been out in Rush Ridge area. We tore out a bunch of street out there, redoing curb and gutter, and have a place where the street had sunk. And then we went down Westwood, replaced around some valves, and doing some other patching. So that process has started for the year, and we'll work on that off and on all summer long, in different parts of town.
And when you do these kinds of patching projects, concrete patching projects, what goes into the criteria that you use to designate those different spots that you take care of?
Normally, we'll just go out and do a survey of the town and take a look and identify the bad spots. And places there's sunken spots in the street or curb and gutter that's sunken or missing curb and gutter. And then prioritize it, and we'll try and group it together. So when we do something, you know, it's all in one area instead of jumping back and forth. And if anybody sees anything out there, you know, that's in need of repair, please let us know.
All right. And then something that I know you do every single year, you tackle different quadrants of the town, and that is crack sealing and also seal coating. Can you tell us a little bit about the seal coating process and what area of town you're targeting this year?
And I think we're looking at the northwest corner. That's probably the section that hasn't had it for a while. Last year, we worked in the northeast corner a little bit, and we did the alleys in the southeast section. And some of those we're looking at the entrances to those alleys, they're kind of deteriorated. So we may go back through and touch up some of those. But majority of it will be on the northwest section for seal coating.
And about typically how long does seal coating kind of buy you time before you have to go back and re-maintain that?
You know, like every 3 or 4 years, it seems like. You know, the hardest thing on a seal coat road is in the spring, you know, when the frost is coming out. Seems like that's when what's underneath of it is the softest, and that's when they tear up a lot. So about three, four years, you know, you need to go back and apply another coat.
As far as crack sealing is concerned, I know you do that throughout the summer months as well. Can you tell us, you know, is there a big stretch that you're going to be doing this year with that?
Dave Teeples, he identified that the blacktop roads, there's some of them that were never done in the downtown area, and then the outlying ones, those were done, I think, about 5-6 years ago. And looking at those, he's figured out that they need it again, you know. So all the blacktop, the streets that are blacktop in town will get it this year.
And can you explain to us again what the public may encounter when they see crack sealing that happens? Because some people might not be familiar with that process.
Well, what they do, it depends on, you know, if it's concrete or if it's blacktop, they do a little different. But they'll come in and they have to get it the dirt and stuff out of the cracks, and so they blow them out, sandblast them, you know, and then they'll come back through and put the tar down. So if there's, like, that they're going through an intersection or something, they might sprinkle something on it so it doesn't stick to somebody's tires, but it only takes a few minutes for that to dry, and people can drive on it again.
And then I know one major project this year the city's identified is a water main replacement project on Russell Street, which is right next to where the wastewater treatment plant is in that area. Can you tell us about that gigantic project this year?
Yep, that was that money from the Rescue Act. If you drive down that street and look, you know, I think we've fixed that just about every year, a water main breakdown there. I know there's like 5 or 6 places over the last few years that we've done it. When we were fixing it, there was a crack in one of the main this last time, and the guys went to drill a hole. They drill a hole at the end of the cracks to stop it from the crack from spreading, and they went to drill the hole, and it took absolutely nothing to drill that hole through that main. It should have been a lot more work than it was. So it was easy to identify that that one's in need of repair or replacement. That's in process. I think they're going to let bids maybe the end of June or first part of July, and hopefully this fall we see that happening down there.
And what area on Russell Street will be impacted with that project?
It'll be the south side of the street because that's where the current main's located. They'll probably have to get in next to it somewhere depending on where all the other utilities is. But it'll start on Elm Street and it'll go west down Russell Street just about to where the wastewater plant is.
And so when that project gets up and running then, Dave, do you know about how long that project will last, and will there be intermediate one-lane closure, that type of thing?
I think the road will stay open for the most part. I mean, the crews will be working. I'm sure there'll be some interruptions, but it should remain open. I would think that when they get in there and get going, they're going to probably have to bore some of that, and so they'll be cutting holes and getting their equipment in there to bore and stuff. But I would think it'd take probably at least 6 weeks, and they'll be in and out and gone.
What else maybe could be on tap? Because I know the city was allotted like $600,000 of ARPA money from the federal government. Some of that's obviously being towards the Russell Street project. Is there something else that's identified by the city for that use of money?
Yes. Next year, when we looked at it, you know, we decided water and wastewater. Those are the ones that are mainly eligible. So the water line was identified. You know, it's like 300,000 or 400,000 a year is what we have. So and then next year, the wastewater is going to use the money, and we're going to look at doing some slip lining of some of the mains around town and do a little more work on that.
And when you're referring to slip lining, can you explain what that is? Because I assume that that's kind of like I don't want to call it a Band-Aid, but to ensure that you don't have to completely replace something in the future.
Right. What they do is they go into a sewer main, and they run a sleeve down it, if you will, and then there's a couple different ways they confuse it, but if you kind of think of it as they blow it up, and then one way they can do it is the UV light, you know, affixes it to the existing main that's there, pretty much makes it like new again.
Anything else that you can bring up for our listeners, Dave, as far as any maintenance projects or any other large projects, maybe not to the scope of Russell Street, but something that people could maybe know about this upcoming summer?
Wastewater, each year we allocate so much money for like sewer main maintenance, you know. And one of the key things we do every year is we have the mains flushed and washed. And so they'll spend $30,000-$40,000 at least this year on that again. And every year they do a different section of town, and they keep going until the town's done, and then they start over. So people see those trucks in town jetting the mains out and doing that sort of work.
I assume this is preventative maintenance that you're doing.
Yes, we do that. It is preventative maintenance. What happens is our worst enemy in the sewer lines is grease. You know, people put grease down the drains, and it'll get out in our mains, and it'll find an obstruction somewhere, and it plugs the main up, and that's the cause of most of our backups that we have. And so getting out there, you know, and doing routine maintenance, flushing the mains and stuff helps prevent that.
And I'm guessing you'd like to maybe just put a quick word out to the residents of Jefferson to maybe don't put grease down your drains.
Right. Put it in something and let it, you know, cool down and harden up a little bit and throw it in your trash. That's the best thing to do with it. Another reminder, you know, if people mow their yards, that, you know, if they blow their grass in and not out in the street, what happens when the grass is blown out in the street? It rains, it washes it over into our intakes, and then that grass will get down bottom of the intake, and it'll plug the storm drain at the bottom, and then the water will back up in the street, and we certainly don't want water backing up to anybody's basements.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson Public Works Director is Dave Moreland joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.